journal.
他在跟我分享的时候，在他安静的灵修的时候，神怎么样来教导他？
And as we were talking about how to handle this particular issue of my church, he said to me, he said, "Let me ask my mentor."
那么当我们在讲这个我的问题的时候，他就跟我讲说，等等，让我问问看我的老师。
Let me seek his advice.
那我从他那边得到一些帮助。
What, the guy's in his 70s, he still has a mentor?
奇怪，他已经七十几岁，他难道还有一个老师吗？
But see, he's got disciple, a learner written all over him.
你就可以看到，在他的生命中，就是这个那个门徒，就是那个愿意学习的人，就整个身上就彰显出来。
So let me ask you, right, disciples of Jesus Christ, what are you learning about God lately?
在做所有的门徒们，我问你一个问题：最近你在神面前到底学了什么东西？
What spiritual lessons has God been teaching you lately?
最近神有没有给你一些这个属灵的功课呢？
We're called to be disciples first.
我们呼召就是成为门徒。
John 8:31. Let's look at what Jesus says about being his disciple.
约翰福音八章三十一节，耶稣怎么讲他的门徒呢？
If you abide in my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒了。你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
Who will know the truth?
到底谁能够明白真理呢？
Who will be set free?
有谁能够得自由呢？
The disciples of Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督的门徒。
But not just any disciple, but it says true, real disciples of Jesus.
不是任何的门徒，而是那个真的、真正的门徒。
Hey, that says that there are some quote unquote disciples out there that are not real.
所以今天有很多这些所谓的门徒，他们不是真的。
Maybe they look like it.
也许他们看起来像。
Maybe they sound like it.
也许他们好像说话也
像。Maybe they think they are true disciples when Jesus would not acknowledge them.
也许他们觉得他们是门徒，可是耶稣却说你们不是真的。
Well, he said, what is the characteristic of a true disciple then?
那你就问，那门徒到底有什么特征呢？
Again, let's look at this verse.
那我们看看下面这个经文。
If you abide in my word,
你如果遵行我的旨意，
a true follower of Jesus Christ obeys, observes, applies the word of God into his or her life.
一个真正的门徒，他一听从，他遵行，他照着神的话去做。
Right, Jesus says, teaching them to obey everything I commanded you. How can we teach others to obey when we ourselves do not obey?
耶稣说，教导他们我所教导你们一切。如果我们不明白神的真理，不遵行神的真理，我们怎么能够教导别人呢？
A true disciple of Jesus Christ obeys him.
一个真正的门徒是遵行耶稣基督的话。
Matthew 7:21, Jesus says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven."
马太福音七章二十一节，凡称呼我主啊、主啊的人，不能都进天国。唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
Jesus says in Luke chapter 6:46, "Why do you keep on saying that I am your Lord when you refuse to do what I say?"
路加福音六章四十六节，你们为什么称呼我主啊主啊，却不遵我的话行呢？
A true follower of Jesus Christ obeys, observes, applies the word of God into his or her life.
一个真正的民族，他能够了解，他能够遵行，然后他能够实行这个神的话。
I know obedience doesn't sound like fun.
那么遵行这个好像不是一件很有趣的事。
But you know what? That's a lie from the evil one.
你知道吗？那个其实是这个恶者来的。
Because since day one, back in the Garden of Eden in Genesis, that's what the evil one tried to say to Adam and Eve. Don't, you don't need to obey the Lord. It's joy. Joy comes from disobeying God.
就当初这个在伊甸园的时候，这个魔鬼就来试探这个我们的亚当夏娃。 就告诉人遵循神的旨意是不好玩的，好玩有趣是从违背神的话。And
that's what they did. They disobeyed God because they wanted joy, but when they disobeyed God, they began to die.
就在他们在违背神的时候，他们好像觉得很有趣，可是当他们吃那个果子之后，他们就开始死亡了。
But what does God's word say about obedience?
但是到底神对我们遵行神旨意的，他的话到底是讲什么呢？
John 15:10-11. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, that your joy may be complete.
约翰福音15:10讲说，你们若遵守我的命令，就藏在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，藏在他的爱里。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。Joy,
true joy in life comes from obedience to God.
喜乐，那个真正的喜乐。 是从我们遵行神的旨意。
What would happen if all of us, every week we come and receive the word of God and we just turn around and we apply the word of God into our lives?
如果我们每次到教会来，我们听到一些道理之后，我们离开的时候，我们就把这些道理实行在我们的生活之中。 我们到底会怎么样？
No questions asked. We say, just say the word. Speak, Lord, your servant is listening and ready to obey.
不去问问题，而是说，主啊，你把你的话告诉我，我听了，我就去实行的。I
hope we're not just hearers of God's word, but doers of God's word.
希望我们在座的不是听神的话而已，而是行神的话。Amen. Amen.
Well, this is a story of a church who just hired a new pastor.
这边有一个故事，就是有一个教会啊。
So on that first Sunday, the pastor, he preached a powerful sermon.
在第一天的主日的时候，他就讲了一个非常有能力的这个讲道。
And everybody loved it, they enjoyed it, and they said to him afterwards, good sermon, pastor, that was a good sermon.
讲完之后，这个所有的会众就跟这个牧师讲，牧师你讲得真好啊。
Second Sunday, the pastor preached again.
第二个礼拜。 这个牧师啊，又讲到。But
everyone was surprised, but mostly embarrassed for him.
那么可是大家就觉得很奇怪，而且说对他来讲是觉得很不好意思。Because
he preached the same sermon.
因为他讲的是同样的这个讲道。Afterwards,
one of the elders went up to him and she's kind of like, Pastor, I don't know if you realize this, but you preached the same sermon as last Sunday.
那么这个有一个长老就跟这个牧师讲，牧师，对不起，你讲的这个道，你知道吗？你上个礼拜就是讲这个同样的道。Pastor
said, "I know, because no one has done anything about it yet."
这个牧师就讲说，不错，我知道，因为没有人做任何事。Nobody
has done anything about it yet.
没有人做了。 我讲到的任何一件事，
Should we preach this sermon again next Sunday? No, just Jesus says, if you abide in my word, then you are true disciples, my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
就是说,如果你们遵循我的道,你就是我的真的做门徒了。Number
four, as we go about doing the work of Great Commission, we can count on God's power and presence.
第四,当我们遵循神旨意的时候,我们可以期盼
Something very beautiful in this passage is that the Great Commission is sandwiched by God's authority and the promise of God's presence.
神的这个大使命是夹在神的这个他的能力跟他的应许。
It's very interesting. Verse 18, right? It says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. That's God's authority. That's God's power.
天上地上所有的权力都已经给了我，是讲到神的这个权威能力。
It's been said that the Great Commission does not start with a command, but it starts with the commander.
大使命不是在讲到这个大，先不讲大使命，而是在先讲这位有能力的这个命师力。
See the commander himself, Jesus Christ. He has just risen from the dead. He has conquered death. He's victorious. He's the victorious king.
神军队的元帅，他首先从死里复活，他的能力在他身上彰显。
And can you picture him saying these words? All authority in heaven, on earth, has been given to me.
有没有想到他说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经给了我。That
means no person, that means no country, that means no religion is not under his authority.
所以这边讲到任何人，这个任何的这个国家，任何的宗教。 其实都是在耶稣基督的权威之下。Yes,
He has the absolute power and authority over the mission of our church.
他是能力、权柄全部都归在他的身上。Look
at what Jesus says, Matthew 24:14. This gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come.
马太福音24:14说，这天国的福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证，然后末期才来到。He
spoke as if he's really in control here, right?
你看到他讲的话，就表现了他完全是在里边控制。Matthew 16:18,
I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
马太福音16:18说，我要把我的教会建造在这个磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。Again,
that power. This is what I'm going to do, and nothing's going to stop it.
他就是说，这是要我要做的事情，表现出来什么？他的能力。
John 10:16, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd.
我另外有羊不在这个圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。Again,
the authority that he has. He's saying, this mission, this is what I'm going to do. This mission will not fail.
这边就又显出他的那个全能，他告诉我要做的事情就一定要成就。And
look at how he ended the Great Commission.
我们就来看看他大使命这个结束是什么。He
says, I am with you. I am with you always till the end of the age.
他说，我就常与你们同在。
As we go and as we make disciples, we will go with His authority.
当我们去, 使人做门徒的时候，我们是带着他的全能跟着他去。
And we will go with his presence.
我们也跟着他的同在而去。
He will open doors for us.
他会为我们开门。
He will help us.
他会帮助我们。
He will do things for us that we cannot do for ourselves.
他会做一些事情我们自己没办法做的。
And guess what? The mission impossible has just become mission possible, right?
那个不能够完成的那个使命现在变成可以完成了。
May every one of us, as we start this new year, may we make the commitment to live as true disciples of Jesus Christ.
当我们在2016年开始的时候，让我们做这样一个决定，我们愿意成为门徒，而且将这个做门徒的这事情只能够传下去。
Right, and live with that mission, be driven by this mission, this great commission to make disciples.For Jesus Christ.
让我们是完全被这个大使命使人做门徒成为我们一生的这个推动力。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for reminding us today that we're not here by accident, but Lord, you have sent us here for a reason.
主啊，求主你真的提醒我们，我们在这边不是偶然的，我们是被你所差遣的一群人。
Lord, forgive us because so often we get so wrapped up and we have neglected that mission.
主啊，求主原谅，因为我们常常被一些事情所忙碌，我们这个没有把这个使命来遵行。
Lord, may what's important to you be important to us.
求主让我们能够以你为重的事看作重要。
May we be disciple makers.
让我们成为使人做门徒的人。
So that we can fulfill that great commission for you.
使得我们就能为你来完成这个大使命。
May we indeed be the true light of this world.
让我们成为这个世界的真光。
That people can see this light, your light, and come to know you, Lord Jesus Christ.
让人在我们身上看到那个真光，就来愿意认识你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.